Scott Casper for TDR TV, InternetWrestle.com, our friends at Punch Drunk Gamer as well. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Norman Vincent Peale once said, "Have great hopes and dare to go all out for them. Have great dreams and dare to live them. Have tremendous expectations and believe in them." That was Norman Vincent Peale. Well, Kendall Cross has had dreams. He still has them to this day. As a matter of fact, I believe the author of the book, Tim McClellan, the book we're talking about, Inner Strength, Inner Peace, once walked into a hotel room where Kendall was struggling on a an Airdyne, and the author asked Kendall, "How much are you over?" Your reply, 27. "How long are you riding, Kendall?" 4, he replied. The author thought you were confusing the numbers, but in fact, you could drop 27 pounds in 4 hours to compete in the Olympics in 1996. And yeah, you went on to win. Kendall Cross joins us now. Kendall, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better than that day, I'll tell you that, Scott.
It makes it sound so simple. But in order to, as the author points out in the book, Inner Strength, Inner Peace, Life-Changing Lessons from World's Greatest, like I said, it makes it sound so simple, but it's not. To dare to dream may be the hardest thing an athlete encounters in his competitive years. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're exactly right. I think to dream, that's where it starts. In fact, it can't happen unless you have that idea or that dream, to call it, of doing something like that. You know, I think that's where it really starts. And, you know, I'm glad and fortunate that I was bold enough in my younger youth to say, you know what, I want to do this, I want to do that, and lucky enough to not have anybody tell me that I couldn't. And actually, if there were people that told me I couldn't, I was a spiteful kid, and I would try to prove them wrong. So it worked in a very good way for me.
A lot of people, a lot of the pundits in wrestling, those that profess to be the experts, said it couldn't be done, that you could not even make the Olympic team. Well, you proved them wrong, and then, of course, several weeks later, you went on to win the gold medal that week in Atlanta, Georgia. A very special week for you, very special week for all those folks that were predicting wrong. Was that the greatest of answers to all those that were predicting that you would not make that?
Yeah, you know, it was satisfying for me. It was comforting. I was completely content. That's what I wanted. And you know, fortunately, you know, everybody that does say that, you know, it can't be done. And, you know, I had Terry Brands in front of me, the defending world champ, had won worlds twice. All that stuff, you know, I was really motivated by it. And but luckily, I didn't buy into the possibility or the notion that I couldn't beat him. There was a time when I really doubted that I could, but I think what was important was what I did with that doubt. You know, I just went about convincing myself that I could, and then doing the things needed to get it done. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's sometimes self-doubt is what holds one back from the greatest moments in life. The top of the podium for you, in fact, was denied at the Worlds. It was not denied at the 96 Olympics, but you did not hold back. You dared to dream. You actually set your dreams in motion by planning, by seeking out the right kind of coaches, by not listening to those that play the game. You played your own game. Can you describe what it means to you, or how you set up a young person to get into that state of mind, to start believing in himself or herself to the point where they are absolutely going to go out there and live their dream?
You know, that's a tough question. Maybe a little difficult to articulate, but I'll try, because really that's what happened to me. It was that you're going to have doubts, and you're going to be unsure. And so what do you do with those doubts? I mean, if you doubt in one moment, and then the next thing you do, you end up winning. There had to be change in that doubt, because you never stumble into success. You know, it's calculated. And so, you know, what I did, probably most importantly, Scott, was I talked to myself positively and never let negative thoughts in my mind. And it's a very difficult thing to do. I shouldn't say never, but that was my goal, was to weed out negative thought and anything that would go against the grain of what I was trying to do. And, you know, because I really feel that negative thoughts are weeds in a garden. They'll just strangle it. And so you have to get them out. And so that, just that alone, you know, changing your mindset from I can't do this to I'm going to figure out a way to do it to I'm going to do it. And so it's a process. You don't just jump from can't do it to I can do it. There's a process in there. And then you also have to back it up with your training, with your actions, and your commitment to what you want to do. And the things that I did every day, you know, I had little signs and notes written up everywhere to remind me of what I was trying to commit myself to. So I'd get up and do it. And so that those actions have to be there. But, again, I think the big thing, the biggest part of success or wild success like that when you doubt it is to change your mindset to believing that you can do it. And, you know, again, I went from doubting that I could beat brands to saying, you know, maybe I can. And here's what I've got to do. And I would tell myself this. And then as time went on, as I told myself more and more about what I could do and that power of that positive thought, after a while I started buying into the notion that I could beat them. I can do this. And I've done this and this and this, and I'm getting up in the mornings, and I'm staying up late, and I'm the first one in practice, last one out of practice. Okay, and then after, with those actions, I can start telling myself more, hey, I can do this thing. I can beat this guy. I can win the Olympic championship. And so by the time I shook hands with Gary Rands, I had given myself enough mental positive energy that I believed I could do it.
Have you settled in your heart and in your mind the differences between you and the Brands brothers?
Differences? You know, if you get down fundamentally to the difference, I'm not sure if there is a whole lot, because we were chasing the same thing. We were, we're extremely motivated athletes, you know, in our time. And if I were to pull out a difference, I would say that it might be a strategic or a mental or cerebral edge that I felt I had. And, you know, I don't want to minimize Terry or Tom's intelligence, or because I know that if for what they did and the accomplishments they had, they're obviously intelligent. But I think what I did is I broke it down on how I was going to beat Terry Brands and what I needed to do. And I couldn't muscle him. I couldn't be in better shape. I knew it was going to be something along the lines of building a strategy, which goes back to the cerebral side of wrestling. And, you know, it'd be hard for me to find a difference, but I would say that I think that's the difference that I made in between us.
Wow. Wow. This may be the best interview I've ever done with you. We're talking with Olympic gold medalist Kendall Cross. He has a brand new website currently under construction. It's kendallcross.com. You can also find Kendall on Facebook. He answers all emails and communicates with fans literally around the world. In the book, Inner Strength, Inner Peace, Life-Changing Lessons from the World's Greatest by author Tim McClellan, you'll find a chapter in there about, there's four or five wrestlers, guys I respect, Kendall Cross, Kevin Jackson, to name two. I think Kurt Angle's in there as well. Your chapter, however, is finalized with this. It says, happy was he who dreamed a dream and enthusiastically paid the insurmountable price to make it come true. Happy are those with a teacher like Kendall Cross. Are you comfortable being a teacher, expressing your knowledge to the youth of America today?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've, you know, just through my accomplishments on the mat and through some, you know, incredibly disappointing ups and downs, you know, I would say downs in my life, you know, I think I'm in a good position to talk about the ups and downs and how to handle them. You know, I've been through a lot just in the last couple of years of my life. I had a downside to things, and, you know, with every peak, there is a trough, and I've seen both. And so, you know, I think I'm comfortable with it. In fact, I like being able to, you know, use my story to tell people, hey, this is how it's done. This is how it's not done. This is what I and this is what I did. And spin my story into you know, ingredients for success. So I'm comfortable with it. And I was really glad that, you know, Tim McClellan, the guy that my strength and conditioning coach that wrote Inner Strength, Inner Peace, love this guy. You know, I don't even know how if he knows how much he meant to me during that time. Because, like, you know, like he had mentioned in this chapter, you know, he came to check on me one night. This is, I don't know, the middle of the week or what. I don't know what night it was. You know, but he came to check on me just to see how I was doing, and that's the kind of guy he was. And, you know, we were, I don't know, not real close to the Olympics, but we were training. You know, it was, you know, beginning of a training camp, and he's going walking around checking on us. And I think it's a special guy, first of all, and the things that he did for us, and his memory is impeccable. It really brought back some memories for me to read this and to see what he said, and you know, it just brings back a lot of, you know, I almost didn't make weight.
Yeah, I often ask Olympic gold medalists and those that have risen in their particular field, sports, or endeavors, what their greatest achievement in life is or has been. And I'm often surprised at the number that don't list the Olympic achievement as their greatest. What is your greatest achievement in your life to date?
You know what? I think two things. The one, the birth of my children. You know, I've got a son that's 11 and a daughter that's 9. And they're just precious. And, you know, so that was, you know, that whole Olympic thing, it was great. And I think I was really tied up in it at the time and even after that. But having your children, having a child, you know you're going to love your own child, but you're really not prepared for the intensity of it. And so that really put things in perspective for me. And then again, you know, a year ago I had a real low in my life and I became a Christian. And so I'd say those two things are probably the two biggest accomplishments that I've had to date.
Isn't it funny, for as good as spirituality and the Lord can make you feel, in order to reach Him sometimes you must get to the lowest point in your life in order to see and hear Him. Kendall Cross testifying on this show right now. I love it. Kendall Cross, Olympic gold medalist, 96, sharing the stage with so many. But in this book, his is one of those chapters that stands out. It's called Inner Strength, Inner Peace, Life-Changing Lessons from the World's Greatest Softback. Tim McClellan, the author. And I do believe you can find it online, absolutely. I can't thank him enough for sending me this book so I could get a good idea of you know, what we can expect from our athletes, from those that have gone on and actually lived it. Well, Kendall Cross has lived it. You've been, you know, ranked with some of the best athletes in the world for your physical prowess, and now you're exercising your ability to teach these young people through your camps and clinics and speeches literally around the world. You can get a hold of Kendall Cross at kendallcross.com or, again, on Facebook. Search for Kendall's name. He responds to emails and Facebook requests pretty darn quickly, and he'd love to hear from you. Again, pick up that book, Kendall's Chapter, Chapter 41, The Power of Dreams. Kendall, always good to talk to you, my friend. I saw you at national championships. You looked awesome. Looked like you could still go to this day. You looked great.
Oh, it's just all looks.
Is it? Yeah, well, you nailed the looks department. Good job by you. Thanks for sharing with us today.
All right, thank you, Scott. I appreciate your interest. You take care.
You too, pal. Inner Strength, Alrighty. Inner Peace. That's the name of the book, Kendall Cross. We've enjoyed this conversation with him. We hope you have too. For all of us at TDR TV, intermattrussell.com, our friends at Punch Drunk Gamer, thanks for listening.